T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We are going to bring on Ray Hudson right now. Ray, good morning. Dave Hyde and Zach Krantz here. I appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, good, Jack. Good, Dave. Nice to be on with you, lads.
All right, so Ray, I caught the football fever. I have been kind of an offbeat, watch the games here and there type of guy over the years. But now, Ray, I'm fully on board. The women did it to me. Watching the women in the World Cup literally just gave me soccer fever. And when Dave Hyde was going to come in with me this week, I told him by the end of the week, we need to get Ray Hudson or Phil Shane on the phone because I'm going to pick a team to now jump on board, and I need your help with this. There's no better people to ask than you and Phil in my mind when it comes to this. Now, I did it on Twitter when I kind of asked the question, sell me on the team and why I should root for the team. And I think I came up with the teams that five most came up on my Twitter, and it's all Premier League teams, though. Is that a problem to start off with?
No, not at all. I mean, it's the most popular league in the United States. It has, you know, that connection. It's always been, obviously, it is a high-quality league. And the richest league, the biggest money is flowing through them. So it's able to promote in a different way. But just last year, Liverpool won the Champions League, of course, and you could say it was against all odds because it had been so long since an English team had been in the European Championship game. It's been predominantly Spain who have been the all-conquering, but that doesn't figure into the clubs. But your question, Jack, is going to be difficult to answer because you're coming in late in the story, and you know you're looking for a team where usually your team finds you.
Yes,
you're either born in that city or you have an affinity through your family, and you have none of these.
None.
You don't even have a particular country that you want to follow.
None, Ray.
He doesn't even know the names of the players, Ray.
I am a blind squirrel walking around right now. I don't even know names of guys. That's why I needed somebody to kind of steer me in a right direction. Dave Hyde had an actual great, during the break, we talked about it, and I said, I have a five names here. I really just want to throw the five team names at Ray and see what Ray's first reaction is to all these five teams.
Give a one-word or two-word answer when he throws out a team's name. Now, played for Newcastle, right?
Yes, that was my first professional team, my hometown. So I played for Newcastle when they were in what was called the First Division, which was the Premier League then. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I feel like now I should be rooting for Newcastle because I love Ray Hudson.
Well,
so
you may well be.
Yeah, I mean, at this point.
But you're not a sadist, are you, Zach?
No.
You have to be a sadist. To
I am a South Florida sports fan. I'm close, probably. I'm close to that.
Right. Yeah, you've got an affinity with mediocrity. That's for sure.
I have an affinity with you, so that you know that'll do it for me.
They've made some strange moves again this offseason. So you don't
see. You guys are breaking it down. I wouldn't even know if you named it. All right, so you name this team already. When I say the name Liverpool, you say what?
Historic, magic. Wonderful club. You could do a lot worse. They've been through tragedy in their times. They've been European and English highest mountains. But one word answer for Liverpool, magic.
Manchester United.
Class.
Arsenal.
Oh, God.
That's good enough. That's good enough. No, that was perfect. That was the actual answer I wanted on one of these. That's so great. Chelsea.
Chelsea, nice team.
Okay. And the last last one, Tottenham, right? That's how I say it, right? Tottenham?
Mm-hmm.
Tottenham Hotspur, historic.
Historic. Wow. I think I've narrowed my choices down at this point. You had great things to say about Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. No, Liverpool and Manchester United. Man United's massively followed all throughout the world. Falling on hard times now, but certainly they are everything. They are class. They are historic. They are magic. It's a combination. Liverpool, for me, have always had a soft spot in my heart, though. I've got to be honest. So I'm a little bit biased towards Liverpool. I even forgive them for beating Barcelona in the semi-finals last year. But are pretty easy ones, though.
Yes.
You know, you've got to understand that I think it's a little bit luxurious to go with those sorts of teams. It's the same with Italy. You look at Juventus, or you look at Portugal, and you look at Porto. You know, these are the teams that are, you know, anybody can pick them. But if you're a new one, a new fan coming into the game, go with one of the underdogs, man. And I'm not trying to pull you into Newcastle, because we're worse than underdogs. We're under puppies. So we're off the charts that way. But maybe, where's your heritage from?
I've got families from Russia. Family is from Austria. Back in the day. Otherwise, they're all New Yorkers. So that's it.
Okay. Well, you know, Russia might be, you know, but you see, they don't get that much coverage in the Russian league. So I thought, you know, if you had that connection, because you want a connection when you're picking a team, you want a connection. Through whatever it is, through your blood, through your something about the name, something about the types of supporters, you know, any friends. Do you have any friends that follow a soccer team? Because then you should pick the opposite of what your friends.
Well, I have family in London. I have family in London. I you know, there are cousins in London that live there. So I'm not 100% sure who they root for. But maybe it's better to pick a team from there just so I could go visit them and see a game of my home team or theirs.
Exactly, and they've got a good American connection. Well, that's the one for you. It's got to be Chelsea, because listen to this, Zach. They have a Russian owner, and they have an American star.
All right, they just signed Pulisic, right, yeah.
Hudson, so, you have done it.
Your connection.
Chelsea is the team. That's it. You sold me that. There's American roots. There's Russian roots.
Makes me nauseous as a Liverpool fan.
A Chelsea fan now. Ray Hudson, you have helped me. You have determined my team. You have helped me determine it. I can't even ask you for more than that, because you did it for me today. Everything I needed you to do on the show today, you have just done.
Well, I'll tell you what, the team that when I was a kid, it was Newcastle United, of course, but it was Chelsea was my second team as well. So they were a wonderful team back then, and they continue to be. But it's going to be hard sledding, because they are locked out of the transfer market for probably two transfer windows, where they're not going to be able to bring any players in.
They cheated, right?
They lost their best player in Eden Hazard. But again, that's part of being a fan. You got to take the rough with the smooth, man, as you know, being a Miami Dolphin.
Oh, Ray, I'm a Dolphin fan. I know all that. Ray, I can't thank you enough for your time. By the way, just before we go, does Chelsea and Liverpool have an issue with each other? Because Dave's looking at me already weird.
No, not really. I mean, they're a good – it's a nice conflict. It's not Liverpool against Man United. It's certainly not Chelsea and Spurs. But, you two guys will be able to – I think Hayes got your number, though, for this season.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble this year. Yeah.
All right, well, Ray.
But you just need to beat them once, and that's all.
That's it.
They're good at Stamford Bridge.
It's the Dolphins beating the Jets once. That's all I need. I just need it once, right? You know that. Ray, I love you. You're the best, man. You and Phil are my two soccer guys for life. I love you both. I can't thank you enough for the time today. This was a big decision weighing on me all week. You have done it for me. I am now a Chelsea fan. Now I have to learn names and get a jersey, right? That's my next thing.
All right. Yep. Blue is the color. Football.
Blue is the color. It's good for a big guy, too. I couldn't have a light color. That would be bad for me. I need a dark color. Ray, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
So, Dave? Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.